on Gimel Lamed Aleph towards the bottom. Chika Amar Rav Papa Tola Debor. Maybe Rav Papa, when he said that the Toldos are not like the Avos, is talking about Bor. Tola Debor Mayni. What are the Toldos of Bor? Ilema Av Yod V'Tolda Tes. You say the Av is a Bor of 10 Tfachim, and less than 10 Tfachim is a Tolda. Lo tes ksivi velo yud ksivi. It doesn't say in the Torah tes or yud. Holo kasha. No, it's not a kasha. But hameshi alo omarachmana. The Torah, when it speaks about a shore falling into a bore, so it says vahameshi alo. So, kim lulurabanan yud avdin misa tes nazikin avdin misa lo avdin. So it's as if it said the bore is 10 tfachim deep. Because only a bore of 10 tfachim or more can cause death. Less than 10 tefachim is only going to cause damages. So when the Torah said, v'hameshi alo, that bor is talking with 10 tefachim. And the tolda is a bor of less than 10 tefachim. Mara says, sof sof, zeh av lemisa, v'zeh av lenezikin. No, the Torah infers that you're chayiv even for damages too. So you're chayiv for a bor of 10 and a bor of 9. And the bor of 9 is not a tolda of the bor of 10, it's an av. There's an av for nezikim, there's an av for misa. Ela avno sakino maso shenichem broshus harabim v'hiziku. The tolda must be you put something in Roshus Harabim and people got damaged on it. And hechidami, Samar says, how's it talking where you put them in Roshus Harabim? Idafgarino, if you're a mafker them, bein l'rab, bein l'shmuel, hainu bor. Both Rab and Shmuel hold that if you put an obstruction in Roshus Harabim and you mafker it, you're chayev because of bor. E the low afkerino, if you weren't mafkerit, according to Shmuel, that we says we learn everything from all the things from bor, their obstructions, even if they're not hefker. So it's bor. It's not a told, it's bor. And Rav says no, that an obstruction in Rosh Sarabin that is not hefker, you don't learn from bor, because a bor is a hefker, is hefker. But you learn it from shore. If you have to, it's your property and you have to watch it and the people don't get damaged. So you learn it from shore. So hainu shore. So it's not a toll, but it's shore. Maishna bor, shekain tchila asiyos laneze, umamoncha ushmiroso alecha, hachinami tchila asiyos laneze, umamoncha ushmiroso alecha. You can't differentiate between the toldos of bor and bor. They're both what's it called, things that lechatchila, when you put them in Roshus Harabim, they were all to do nezek, right? So tchilas yosel and nezek, they're there ready to do damage, and same thing with the bor, so they're exactly the same. Now the tolda the bor can bor, so that can't be the case where Rav Papa said that the toldos are not like the avos. The chikom Rav Papa told the mave, Rav Papa must have been referring to the toldos of mave. That's where told the same as Lav Kiyotzi Bohet. See Rashi from here. Av Asora, Bor Amok Yud Tfachim, Hainu Av. The Bekach Darko Lahamis. Maybe a Bor of 10 Tfachim is the Av, and anything less than 10 Tfachim is a Tolda. The Ze Av Lenezikin, no. The Imnofel Shor, Bebor Tisha, Umeis Potter. If a Shor fell into a Bor of 9 or less, and it died, then you're Potter. Potter balabor. Him who's a chay. However, if it just got damaged, you chayiv. The av who, and it's an av. The hamid diyuka dekra nafka, because we learn it from the pasuk. The midechsiva hameisi alo. The mashma bor asora dover devar miktal hu chayiv misa shor. The pasuk says that if a shor falls into a bor, so you have to pay, and it gets killed, you have to pay. So it's talking about a bor of 10 tefachim, right? Who chayv misashor? Ha botzer mihachi, right? But if it would be less than 10 tefachim, you wouldn't pay if it died, because it's unusual. It doesn't usually have the power to kill a shor for less than 10 tefachim. Botzer mihachi, but misalo chayv, ha benazikim is chayv. Just you're not chayv for death, but you'd be chayv for damages. Right? So therefore, from the same pasuk, we learn bor tes and bor yud, so they're both avos. Lishnachrini, sof sof ze av lemisa veze av lenezikin. Dechihechi de nofik lan mikro bor asor lemisa nafkelan bor tes lenezikin. Dechsi ve nofal shom ashoro chamor mashu bein meis bein huzik. beginning of the pasuk, "V'nofal sham shavar chamor," means anything happened to it. It could have died. It could have gotten damaged. Bala bor yishalit miu imes ashor omer rabbanan bebor tisha poter. However, if it died, the rabbanan said that in a bor tisha you didn't cause the death. It's unusual, so therefore you're not chayiv. The lo machmas habor neis the ein bo kidei lahamis. Who's a chayiv? If it got damaged, you're chayiv. The bor tisha bar nezikinu. So either bor tisha, bor asora, neither one is an av, and neither one's a tolda. They're both avos. Avno sakinu shinichu b'shus aravim v'nisklum, and somebody tripped on them. B'nei adam v'ziku lohem, and they got damaged. Dafkarinu shifkiru v'nosu b'shus aravim. If you're a mafkar, then we put him b'shus aravim bein l'rab bein l'shmuel depligi b'perikam iniach esakad. Right? Whether what's it called? Avno sakinu maso shinichu b'shus aravim is bor or shor. They're only arguing where you weren't mafkarit. But if you were mafkarit, everybody holds that it's bor. Hainu bor. The tarvayu amru kol takol shehifkir nafkalon mi bor dechayiv. Kihechi the bor chiyuva b'shus harabim hu dehavi hefkir. Just like bor is talking where you dug it in b'shus harabim, not in your own rishus. So it's hefkir. It's not yours. Kidamrin lekama per shenagach zapora. Shal iske kriyo psicha bolo. Right? What are you chayiv for digging it? You're not chayiv because it's yours. Because it's not really yours. The Torah made it considered like yours to be chayiv, but you just dug in Rishus HaRabim. It belongs to the rabbin. Afkol takol shifkira chayiv. So everybody says that if it's a something you were mafkir, then it's like bor. You put something hefker in Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv. Just like you dug a bor in Rishus HaRabim. Ida lo afkirinu l'shmuel da'omer hosom b'minich zakad. Afkol takol a bor hu afagav de lo hefker, hainu bor. Right? So Shmuel holds that every takola that you put in Rishus HaRabim, if you're not mafkar, it's still you'll learn from bor. Ularav the omer kol takola shalohit kira mishor lamadnu mashor shu mamono vim hizik chayiv af kol mamonim hizik chayiv hainu shor v'lav told the bor, and it was not a told the bor uvishor amor and la'el told the shor kishor. And by shor we already said that the toldos of shor are like shor. V'afil l'shmuel nabido my chos la'ok me milsa drapop told the bor Mash no bor, the chayiv she came tchilas asiyoso, hani nami tchilas asiyoso, and tchilas mashenasu bor, the hainu kishahun chulasham, hayu omdim lizan nezek. As soon as you put an obstruction, Rosh Hussaradin, it's set to do damage. The chikom rapop, I told the lav ka avdida, I told the mave, plugs of the shmuel of a rab, the mave the kambish maisit. The actual machlokus between Rav and Shmuel, what Mava is really later on, but the Gemara is just now referring to it. So Gemara says, "Told of the Mava, my nihu. What are the told of the Mava, my nihu? What is Mava? Ila Shmuel domer Mava zushain ho kin that told of the shain kashain. According to Shmuel, that Mava is shain, so he already said that the toldos of shain are like shain." Il Rav the Omer Mava is Adam, my avos my toldos is me, right? If it's Mava is Adam, what are the avos and toldos of Adam Hamasik? V'chitema Av Neir told the Yoshein. Av is when the person damages awake, and the other is when he damages in his sleep. V'asnan Adam Muad LaOlam Bein Or Bein Yoshein, right? Person's Muad to do damage whether he's awake or sleep. It's talking where you went to sleep, according to some Rishonim at least, where there were kalim near the bed, and you knew that when you're sleeping, you're going to stretch and turn over, and you may damage the kalim. But some Rishonim learned that if it's an honest gomer, you went to sleep, and somebody brought a kli while you were asleep near the bed, and you damaged it by stretching out, then you're potter, because you didn't have any reason to think there was a kli there when you went to sleep. Another soul, even in that case, Yechayiv. Ela, so Yoshein can't be a tolda, that's the same thing as the Av. It doesn't make a difference if you did it when you were asleep or awake. Ela kicho v'nil. It's talking about phlegm and stuff that comes out of your nose. Hechidami, how's it talking? Eid v'hadidu azli kamaski. You sneezed and what comes out of your nose damaged something, dirtied somebody's clothing. Or you coughed up phlegm and it damaged somebody's clothing. Kochohavi, right? That's his koach. That's the Adam Hamas. You're damaging. What difference does it make? You damage with your hand, or you damage with something that you set into motion from your mouth or your nose. Ibas or denayich, if it damaged when it was on the ground, somebody slipped on it, right? So hainu bor bein la ibas or denayich bein la rab bein la shmuel hainu bor, because you surely are mafkir, you're phlegm, so it's bor. Ela told of the mava kamava. So that's not the case of where the toldos are not like the avos. Told of mava is like mava. The chika amar rapapa told of the eish. Maybe rapapa was referring to the toldos of eish. Told of the eish ma'inihu. What are the toldos of eish? Ilei ma'avnu sakinu masov shenichem brosh gago v'nofla baruch metzuya v'ziku. If it's talking about something that you put on the roof and a regular wind came along, blew it off the roof and it hit somebody on the head and damaged them, or broke some kalim underneath. So how's it talking? E bahadi da azlu komaske, they damaged when they were moving hainu eish. That's a regular case of eish, right? Maish no eish de koach acher mura bohen umamont chosh miras alecha haninami koach acher mura bohen umamont chosh miras alecha. What's the difference of eish where you light a fire and the wind takes it, a regular wind, and it's your money, in other words, you created it, and what's it called, you have to watch it, and if it damages, it damages. Same thing over here. You put these things on the roof, you knew that a regular wind could knock them off, and it damaged while it was going, so it's koach acher, another force, the wind, was what made it do the damage, still you're chayiv. Ela told of the eish ke'esh. Must be the told of the eish is like eish. The chika amar rapapa told of the regal. Where it says regal ho akimna, told of the regal ka regal. We already said it, the told of regal is like regal. Where it says no, bechatsi nezik tsroros. The hilchas or gemirala, there's a special told of regal that's not like regal, that only pays half damages. That's tsroros, where the animal kicked something and that thing did the damage. It's a special halacha l'mosh misinai that you only pay chatsi nezik. The Amai Korid La Tolda, so why is it called Tolda the Regal? It should be a Tolda of Karen if it only pays Chatzi Nezik. There's Meshalim in Ho'aliyah, because it's not like Karen. Karen, you pay Migufo. But what's it called? But Shane and Regal, you pay Me'aliyah, which means the following. If the animal's worth $50, and it did $100 damage, so Shane and Regal, you pay $100. But by Karen, Chatzi Nezik, Karen, you only pay Migufo. You can't pay more than the animal's worth. So you only pay $50. Now, so you give him the animal. Do what you want with it. Do with my live animal. Or you pay him what the animal, your animal, is worth. But the payment comes from the body of the animal that did the damage. And therefore, you only pay up to the value of the animal itself. But here, by Tsroros, even though it's half, you pay Minho Aliyah, you pay the full damages. The full half damages. Mor says, "V'homi boy, boy, Rava. Rava asks us as a shayla. The boy Rava chatzin nezik tsroros mikufa mashalim and aliyah mashalim. Rava himself wasn't sure if, since you're only paying half, maybe you pay for migufo like Karen, or no, since it's what's it called? It's not Karen. It's not kavanosu lahazik. The animal just kicked it by the way, just like rego. So it's a told of rego, even though it pays half, you pay min aliyah." Where it says, L'Rava mi boyale, L'Rapapa pshitale. And the Chanami, Rava wasn't sure, but Rapapa was. L'Rava the mi boyale, Ami Korle told the regal. So if that's the case, Rava wasn't sure, so why is it called a told the regal? L'Potra b'shusarabin, because it's like regal, that Shane and regular potter and b'shusarabin. They're only chaya b'shusanizik. B'shilach es biro bir b'sdei acher. Somebody else's field. But if it damaged in b'shusarabin, it's potter. Karen is chayiv in b'shusarabin. Only half. But therefore, even though it's half, but it's a tolda of rego, insofar that in Rosh Hashanah it's potter. Rashi. A tolda the mava, plukzud, okay, adam neyor, hainu av. If you damage when you're awake, that's the av. Osmar says no, there's no difference between whether you're awake or you're asleep. A person's always chayiv. Or the mu'ad, or yashen b'shalai perik beis. Second perik, we learn how you know that an adam is always chayiv, even an onus. And again, as machlokas we show them by onus gomor, where it's a total onus, maybe there Adam is potter. El told of the Adam hainu kicho b'niyos. So what is it told of Adam? He spits up phlegm or spit or whatever. Kimo kicho is ro kapeh. Niyo is lechas achotem. Iba hadi da azli maski shenofel ala shirayim v'tinfua. Right? You spit up on something and it damaged while it was going. It hit some clothing and damaged and dirtied them. Ol tocha mashkim v'nimasu. Or you spit into somebody's wine and they can't drink it anymore. Okay, at least if he knows about it. Kochohu. Umiyu avahainu adam gufa v'chayev. So the Maaseh says, that's adam amazik. You're damaging with something that emanates from you. Ibasu denayachem is talking where it damaged after it was on the ground. You spit up on the ground and somebody slipped in it. So achar noach harok la'aretz yiziko shehuch lekodem bohem bein l'rab bein l'shmuel hainu bor. Nobody says he wants to go and scrape up his spit and bring it home. He's mafker it as soon as it goes on the ground, so it's bor. Baruch mitzuya, the ibaruch she'ena mitzuya, have the onus. Velo mechayiv. If you put your things on the roof, and it's a heavy thing, and a hurricane came and knocked it off the roof, you're not chayiv. Because that's ruach she'ena mitzuya. You don't have to think a hurricane's going to come. But if it's a ruach mitzuya, right, you should have realized that a regular breeze is going to blow this thing off the roof and maybe fall on somebody's head or on somebody's kelim. Have he told of the esh? Then it's a told of the esh. Are he esh nami haruach molicha? Esh also is moved by the wind. The koach achar murabah, the havi leilasuki adait. They should have realized that the wind is going to come. The chatzi nezik tzroros, shehoysa mahaleches v'hitiza tzroros bragleo. The animal was walking, and while it was walking, it knocked into some stones, and they went flying and broke some glass. That's called tzroros. Not where the animal had intention of kicking a rock and damaging. That's keren. Talking where it damaged through its walking, just like damaging with regal on its regular walk. The shibros akev, the kaimelon, the hilchos of gemirulas, lamoshim yisinai, it's a special lachem yisinai, no svara to it. The mamonahu, the lo knas, it's mamon and not knas. Really, you should pay the whole thing. But for some reason, the Torah said you only pay half. The afagav the pal the nezik shon the gicha havi knas kedamrinu mekamon, and even though chasi nezik of karen is a knas, really you should pay nothing, because a person doesn't think his animal's going to go dafka do damage, unless it did it three times already like that. But the first three times, you're not supposed to think about it. You don't have to realize it's going to happen. Therefore, it's an onus. An onus by Niske Mamon, no, is potter. So the Torah came along and said, no, you're going to pay half. It's a knas. Really, you should pay nothing. But Torah said, pay half, that's a knas. Over here, it's just the opposite. Really, you should pay everything. Why shouldn't you pay? The animal damage, walking, you should realize that when the animals walk, they kick stones. And that could do damage. So you really should pay the whole thing. The halacha moshe comes along and says, no, we're only going to pay half, but it's mama, because really you should pay the whole thing. So the half is for sure payment, not a knas. Hai palga niska mamonahu. Hilkach lav told her the karen, therefore it's not a tliv karen. U karegel ohave, the regel mishal nezik sholim. Behainu dra papa. So it's a told of regel, but it's not like regel, because regel pays full damages, and this only pays half. Mor says, vame kordle told the regel, ho ve'inam mishalem iskamosa. Since it's not like regal, why do we call it a told of regal? Why do we give it a classification to itself called tsroros? Mishalim in aliyah, zika yosri mashi shove mishalim ahesik mi beso. If the animal damaged more than it's worth, you pay the full damages. Min aliyah means from your property. Mishalim ahesik mi beso ki regal, just like regal. Dechsi baba regal metav sodeu. For lohavya ki keren, keren is different. Dein hamazik mishalim el migufo. Keren, you only pay from the animal itself, so you can never pay more than the animal that did the damage. What is worth? Kedusiv u'machrus ashor achai. You sell the living shore. The chatzu is kasmi. You give half of that. But if the living shore is not worth the full half, you only give what it's worth. Then hizik yosra kedei dom v'mafzid anizik. Ularav amay korei told of the regel. The poter b'shus harabin. Ki regel, just like regel. The regel ain't a chayev, eselim ken yichneses l'shus hanizik. Regel's only chayev in the reshus of the person who's damaged. The hezika, the chsiba, b'shivachas, b'iro, ubir, b'steach, behind the reshus hanizik. Okay.